Good morning. Little connection problem this morning with the Twitter Spaces, but looks like we're on. And Gordon, how you guys doing this morning? This is Daily Weather View, brought to you by the guys that bring you the weather report. Sunday, 7 o'clock Pacific time. On the East Coast, that's 10 p.m. for you people that stay up late on Sunday nights. Very happy to be here. Actually, pretty fucking angry this morning. Pretty goddamn angry. Gotta say, tired of these pussified Gen Zers. Gotta get all swollen colon about a thumbs up emoji. Damn it, man. I hate it when the old guy gets all fired up. That's the kind of way that Jason wanted me to start my day today, letting me know that the Generation Zers are having a hard time coping with life.
Because of thumbs up.
Their emojis. Pussies. Morning, Jason. How you doing?
Thumbs up to you too, Bruce.
Not here yet. I'm here. Jason's here. Nobody's here. It's just me, but that's okay.
I'm talking to you. You can't hear me, Bruce.
I can shoulder the whole load if I need to.
Looks like it.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I hear you. I think I got
can
the right
me?
Ear. I do. I think I got the okay. right ear wear in today, but God damn it, what's going on, man? What's up with this?
Can you hear me, Harkos?
I can hear everybody.
Okay.
Jeez. Are we all
fucking
here, guys?
Fucking technology. Yes.
Jason, are you good?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. You just keep asking, right. So I didn't know if you could hear us.
No, yeah, because Bruce is talking. I'm like, fuck.
You guys do know. You guys do know that that we did land on the moon one day, right? You know, one day back in 1969, we landed on the moon. So we had that kind of technology. Right. That's what they say. What the fuck is up with this thumbs up shit? You got me angry already this morning. What's going on? God damn it.
So,
nothing worse than I hate than wake up in the morning and listen to some fucking baby-ass fucking pussy fucking Gen Z person triggered by a fucking thumbs up.
And well, I'm a millennial, though. This morning. I'm a millennial, so there's that. But no, like, it's all about the context. It is kind of passive-aggressive because, like, if you send somebody a message, right, and you're, like, giving them information, they just hit you with a thumbs up, you know, sometimes that's okay, and sometimes it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you can't say, like, if I ask you a question, I say, hey, man, you're going to be good for today, and you just hit me with a thumbs up, I'm like, oh, okay, all right, great conversation. I appreciate talking to you, too. Right.
Hey, no problem.
But then if I'm like, hey man, I can set you up a website, blah blah blah, no problem. When would you want to get that done? And you hit me a thumbs up. I'm like, okay, well, fuck you too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'll bring the dildo.
Yeah. Exactly. So it depends on the context because you know, like it depends on the context. But yeah, it's like you know, hitting the thumbs up button is so quick and easy and effortless. That it's like, okay, you're not putting anything into the conversation, so fuck you too. You know, you could at least say, okay, or sounds good, or yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's at least a word you're having a conversation with somebody. But just imagine if me and you were talking in person, and I ask you a question, and you just hold up your thumb at me. I'll be like, sometimes it's okay, but most of the time it's like, can you speak words? Do you know English?
English, yeah. Motherfucker, do you speak it?
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So, sometimes it can be a passive-aggressive thing, and sometimes it's legitimate.
So,
I'm being passive-aggressive right now to all you, to both of you guys. I'm being real passive-aggressive right now. I can bet you can tell what I'm doing in my car.
You're masturbating.
Yeah, there you go.
That too. But with the other hand.
You're giving it a thumbs up. As everybody's like, ew, what's he doing? You're like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. I'm triggering you. No, I got triggered this morning. Fucking Jason, god damn it. How you doing, Jason? Horrible Designs Jason. That's who we're sponsored by this morning. Horrible Designs Jason.
So,
and Apex Music Systems, Harkos. And he also has the Music Making Sense podcast. Anyway, go ahead.
You guys want to hear a funny story about the thumbs up?
I'll hate the thumbs up.
When my daughter was either in first grade or kindergarten, her school uses an app to communicate with the kids and the parents with the teacher. And my daughter thought she was giving her teacher the thumbs up emoji for some messages when she was actually giving the middle finger emoji.
I love it.
And she started crying. And I'm like, don't worry, you're not in trouble. This is fucking hilarious, but you're not in trouble. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. You're not in trouble, but don't do it anymore.
I am
so proud of you right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so proud. Yeah. But no, like right there is a good example, right? Jason was like, hey, you want me to tell you a story about my daughter and the thumbs up? If you would have just hit him with a thumbs up, he'd be like, okay, well, fuck, I don't know if you want to fucking hear it or not. You know, if you say, yeah, go for it with a thumbs up emoji, he's gonna be like, okay, cool, let's go with the story, you know.
Or if you give the Rambo cool story,
that's
bro.
It's exactly why we have the Daily Weather View on X in the morning, because we have to speak. We have to speak with language. We have to speak with English, whether it be kind of raw stuff or whatever stuff. That's what we're doing today.
So exactly.
Communicating with words, with technology. So
yeah.
So all you little pussies that can't handle the passive aggressive stuff, we say plenty of passive aggressive stuff here on the Daily Weather View.
And sometimes it's just plain out aggressive, like yesterday when I was on my rant.
That was awesome.
Oh yeah. That's totally cool with me too, man, because that's what this show is all about. It's about the raw emotion when we feel when we're talking about subjects and stuff like that. Like, you know, I've been going through the motions of trying to figure out what the fuck my company's all about, right? So, you know, I got Weathered Soul and everything, and then I started thinking about it the other day when John had his guest on, who had started a media company, and to tell you honest to God's truth, that's the kind of company that I've always wanted, was a media company. And I know Carcos, since you're into this, you're kind of closer than anybody else into having a media company. And I just keep throwing around stuff in my head. I remember at one time I wanted to be WSLN, which was the Weathered Soul Liberty Network. But now I'm thinking about maybe just WSM, you know, like whether it's, you know, sadomasochist Weathered Soul Media. But yeah, I'm still coming up with that, man. I think it's going to work well. I've always kind of wanted to do something like that, like his guest did, and that is kind of make a media group where, you know, people could come in and I can help them with their content like you do, Harkos, and but basically on a different level, just kind of collect content and get it out there and be able to service other people that want to either get their content out there or help them, you know, really just kind of get their feet on the ground. You know, I'm not going to be doing websites and crap like that like you do, because you offer a great service at a great price. Me, I just want to kind of dabble into that. So I'm trying to come up with a couple of call letters or something like that. I don't know what it's going to be yet.
Yeah, that's originally what I was trying to do at the beginning whenever I first started everything in 2017, whenever I started Hip Hop Hour, which was my radio show style podcast. I was like, I was wanting to start a podcast, and I was actually wanting to be on a political bend back in like 2016, 2017 at that time. But then I was like, yeah, I don't know, you know, because like I had never been on camera before and stuff like that, you know. And so, but then I was like, oh, how about I just like start this radio thing? And so I actually had a rock radio station and a hip hop one, because I knew some local rock bands and I knew some local hip hop artists that needed like a platform to get up and out. And, you know, and you couldn't you know, and you had to like have a decent sized budget in order to pay the local radio stations to put you on. And so I, one second. Okay, there we go. So I started two different radio show style podcasts. One was rock and one was hip hop. And then the rock one, it just kind of fizzled. So I shut that down after only a few episodes just because I was having a hard time getting new information. Or a lot of the rock bands, they didn't have anything set up. They didn't give a fuck about social media. They, they only put out like 6 songs a year, you know, shit like that. And I needed something more faster, you know? And so that's why I just shut that down and just kept going forward with the hip hop one, because hip hop, there's the ego involved. So I was like, okay, there's a lot of people are going to be like sharing their stuff that they're on. So that was where I was getting most of it from and all that, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I was like, my big idea was, oh, I could have like, I could do my thing and then I could have like a political one. And then I could also have, I could get other people like my dad, he's like a huge, like Juggalo ICP guy. So like I could help him get his own thing up and running so he could have something and, stuff like that, you know, and, that was originally what I was wanting to do with that. But, you know, over time things have kind of shifted and, it would still be a good idea because there's always people who don't necessarily know how to do a lot of the back end setup stuff, but they can get on camera and do the thing, you know? And so,
right, exactly.
Yeah. And that's where I like to kind of help.
Content is key.
Yeah. Content is key, definitely. But yeah, that's where I like to help people too, is like, a lot of people, they just like to do the thing. They don't care about all the back end or the marketing and shit like that. They just want to do the act, you know?
Yep. Well, we're all going to be talking later about it on our private chat. So it's an idea that I've always had in my head, and it goes along with what I'm doing, you know, with my homesteading and my gardening and all that other stuff. So hopefully I'll be able to capture a niche somewhere in there for my media group, I want to call it. Maybe it's a media group. I'm not sure yet. I'm just kind of dabbling back into it. You know, like I said, I shut down First Note Productions at the first of the year just because, you know, it was an old idea that had good feet back in the 80s because First Note Productions was actually, I was actually a DJ. We were a DJ company. We did right. Entertainment. We went around and did weddings, dances, high school dance, all that crap. And it was a good idea. And then my buddy passed away. And that got on the shelf for a while. Then I brought it back, and it got a little bit of legs for a while. I did some backyard concerts and things like that, and then it kind of faded away after COVID pretty much fucking just killed it. You know? So because it was definitely a group outdoor or indoor type of thing, and it just killed it. I wasn't big enough, and there's still people that are out there doing it, but I wasn't big enough to survive. So it just died. Morning, kid. How you doing, brother?
Good. What's happening this morning? This fine day.
Thumbs up to you, brother. Thumbs up to you.
Good.
See how the conversation just died whenever you threw a thumbs up? He was like, good. And then that was it.
Thumbs up, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fucking yeah. Great.
Can you sound half dead? We're
glad to hear you. No, I'm only half dead, but I'm half alive. And the half alive part's the part you're hearing.
Okay. Well, that's positive.
My right half is alive. My left half is dead to me.
That's good.
There you go. So we were having a spirited conversation. I opened it up spirited this morning because Mr. Jason decided to post right before the X Spaces started up about the Gen Z having a problem with the thumbs up emoji. So I just started up all fired up, you know, because there's nothing like calling out a pussy in the morning. So.
Well, it's passive
aggressive. Yeah, apparently I'm a pussy.
If there's something Minnesota knows is passive aggressive.
Yep. So Jason, that is 100% true.
He has his thumb on the pulse of Gen Z's angst. And yep. It's something we should really think about. You know, if you go through the emoji tree, you know, I don't. There's a smiling shit emoji, and I'm offended by that because most shit doesn't smile. So I think that they're culturally appropriating the happy face, And
I can't find the one with the tongue. I can't find the one with the tongue in the cheek. That's the one I like to use.
The one
with the tongue in the cheek, you know, because I like to do tongue in cheek because that's what the fuck I do.
Yeah, and
I'll say a bunch of shit like that. You know?
Why isn't there a dad joke emoji? You know.
Yeah. Hey. Exactly. You know.
Dad.
And now I got Harka. He's all got red cock now because I called him a pussy. But you know, you are what you eat. I mean, you know, let's face it. You know, we are good at that. You know, and then I love you, Harka, man. You're the guy, man. You're tops, man. I love it. I call you pussy out of love.
Pussy love, pussy love, pussy love.
Pussy love, pussy love. That's right. Anyway, that's so, so basically, so the topic of the day that really got me charged up last night was Sonny Hostin of The View. And you know, we're called The View too. We're the male view. We love to mansplain anything, everything. So I want to be able
how
to mansplain out this. Exactly. How dare me? But that's the way I am because, you know, I'm aggressive when it comes to that. I'm not passive about it. So the whole thing is that Sonny Hostin, one of the co-hosts on The View, started spouting off, you know, the regular progressive liberal, unintelligent, uneducated crap that they spew over there, which I can't believe that they even have a show after all these years. They still have a fucking show. But what I find out is that actually those shows that they do in Hollywood or New York or wherever they do them, they actually pay for their audiences. You know, they pay. They have professional audiences. You sign up and you can go be paid.
What are the hours?
To be an audience.
I'm in.
It's not a lot of money. It's not a lot of money. But what happens is that they pay for audiences to go into these shows, and if they get big enough. Of course, they don't have to pay the audience anymore because they have people that want to get tickets and stuff like that, and then they don't have to pay anymore. But they must pay.
Are you saying that the weather report? That's the way we're going to start from now on. We're going to take up a little collection to buy audience members. I think that's not
if
a bad
I've got
idea.
If I
like the model.
You like the model?
I like the model. I'll start throwing money at audience members. Here, you know, here's $25. Listen to us for 10 minutes.
We will be media whores. We will be media whores.
It works for PayPal.
That's what we'll be. absolutely. But Sonny Hostin got on The View on Monday morning, spouting her mouth off about the upcoming eclipse. And she decided that the eclipse and the earthquake and a couple other things that were happening recently in the media are all caused by climate change. What is the fucking buzzword that the left and the progressives use right now to get everybody riled up? Well, they got this guy riled up because Sonny, you're not even a step above AOC. I don't even know if you're even with AOC because you guys both fight for the bottom of the barrel, and I don't know what it is in stupidity. But
they're both kind of hot.
They're both kind of hot. Yeah, I'll give them that. They are hot for sure.
And, who's hot?
Yeah. Bruce. They're both women. They're kind of hot. And because they're women, they're simple.
Tiggle bitties.
Tiggle titties.
Tiggle bitties.
No, tiggle titties. Yeah.
Tiggle bitties.
Tiggle bitties.
Tiggle bitties.
There we go. Doing the mansplaining again. Doing the mansplaining again. But yeah, that's one of the things. And in fact, she was so wrong that even White Whoopi came, or not, or Whoopi came in. I was called White Whoopi, but Whoopi came in and
damn, Ken.
and the co-host actually shut her down and said, "Hey, look, that's not how it's going here." And they actually
corrected her.
They corrected her. They corrected her.
You just sit there and be the pretty minority girl on the thing. Just that's your job. Be the pretty minority girl, slave owner, and you know we've got the pretty almost Republican girl, and then you've got you know the two war pigs.
Not to believe, man, that Hasselbeck was probably the best looking of the. Of the Republicans that were on there for a while,
she was good looking.
Is Meghan McCain still on there? I don't know if she's still on there.
Not good looking.
Yeah, not good looking. Not good
looking. You know, yeah. And that's what you get. She's in the almost pretty phase where she's like, okay, I'm famous because of my dad. I really didn't do anything in my time in my life, but I'm famous because of my dad. And I'm almost good looking, so I'm just going to be bitter. You know?
But the thing is that her dad was a complete piece of shit.
Yes, he was.
You sit her between Joy Behar.
Absolutely.
You put her next to Hasselbeck, then it's like, well, I don't know. You're kind of a five.
Hasselbeck was fucking hot, sure.
Yeah, but when your dad is a fucking warmongering piece of shit, that brings you down to like a two, maybe one and a half.
Not if she's actually hot. McCain.
Dude, there's very, you know, I believe in karma and shit like that, right? And I don't wish death upon people, but whenever that motherfucker died, I felt good.
McCain does nothing for me, dude. I like those.
The Maverick.
Women with
you don't like the Maverick. They named him after one of Ford's worst cars. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
That's where they got that name. Everyone says he's a Maverick because of
what? It's because he was America's. He was one of America's worst soldiers. That's why.
He was
motherfucker,
thinking
his shit.
He was a pilot. Pilots weren't soldiers. You didn't know that.
Technically, I do know that. But yeah, you got a point there. Thank you. He was a piece of shit, man.
I don't want you to, because you were a soldier. I don't want you to demean yourself like that. I'm here for you, my friend. I'm here for you.
Yeah, well, he definitely was a bad pilot too, because he did fucking crash. So there's that.
That's true. Hey, you know what? Those World War II pilots could get their planes home all shot up. Why couldn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So it's Vietnam fuckers, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the thing with him though is that, like, there's a lot of his plane.
It got in the engine.
Exactly. Well, there was a lot of fuckery that happened that went around with this whole situation. And I mean, yeah, that's fine. And then, but the thing is too is that, like, you know, his nickname was Songbird McCain because he told everything they wanted to hear, right? And it's not like, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, you know, you're in a torture camp and shit. Okay, fine, whatever. I get that. If he was actually there. The thing is, though, is there's a lot of weird shit that happened around him and the other people that were involved, blah, 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 all that fun shit. But then, you know, for somebody, if you really were in a fucking Vietnamese prison camp and shit like that, tortured and fucking barely living and everything like that, right? You know, okay, yeah, he walked funny because of it and all that shit. Okay, fine. Maybe he really did go through all that. Let's say he did, right? He came back and said yes for every other fucking war. He said, yes, you go. Now you go and experience it. Yes, all you motherfuckers go. Come on. And then he even went over there and fucking handed money to the goddamn ISIS. Said, hey, go ahead. You guys are awesome people. You know, these guys are the great moderate rebels. And then turned around and said, hey, we need to fight ISIS. We need money to fight ISIS. Like, what the fuck are you on, dude? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Do they still control you?
Him and Lindsey Graham's another one. Man, there's all kinds
of... Yeah, but Lindsey Graham never fucking went to a war, though. That's a little bit different. Like, that's a standard war hawk. It's somebody who's never went but wants everybody else to go.
That's the worst of them right there. The worst kind that haven't even been to war, dude. Just crazy, dude. Fuck.
That's why I like Tulsi Gabbard, the Tulsi Gabbard kind of idea of it. She's like, I've been there, I've done this. She's done some her military stuff. And she's like, no one wants to go to this shit. You don't want to ever send anybody for this for any reason unless they attack us.
Don't talk bad about my bay, baby.
Tulsi Gabbard is going to be the next vice president. I mean, come on now.
I hope so. Except for her.
Yeah, we can only fucking hope.
Out of off the hook, but she's with the View on her climate bullshit. But
there you go.
Still good.
The heart goes.
Yeah, but Trump is with the View when it comes to the vaccine. So I mean, you know, you can't really pick and choose too much.
So are the kids in school today, Harkos?
No, they had a 2-hour delay, and I'm actually driving right now.
Purdue lost.
But they had scheduled a 2-hour delay on Sunday. So they scheduled a 2-hour delay on Sunday, and then yeah, they still had a 2-hour delay, but I had to pick up their mom and take her to the hospital, and we're actually driving right now to go do that. Because she's got to have a surgery here in like 5 minutes ago because I'm running traditionally late like I always am. And, yeah, so, like, so I just told them, I'm like, well, you can just do an e-learning day and your school can suck a dick. So well, this school is sucking a dick today.
There you go. Love it. Give them the thumbs up. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I gave the school a thumbs up because they can fucking suck on a dick. Dude, I showed y'all the email. I fucking replied to their email, and I told them how the school's a fucking joke and everything. Yeah, it is. Yeah, and I told them they can never fucking – don't ever ask me that shit again, man. Like I said, my kid's mom is right here in the car with me. She can vouch. I'll tell the school straight up to go fuck themselves. I told their elementary school that they were fired. Like, it's legit. Yeah, but I still tell them to go fuck themselves. Yeah, she just starts cussing at him. I politely tell them to go fuck themselves. This is a different story.
Now, my wife used to go into the school all the time when parents used to be able to go into schools, and they would just say, uh-oh, here comes Mrs. McGee. And they would want to lock the door. Kind of like the same thing they do when I come into city council meetings. They just fucking roll their eyes and be like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, they think that when they see me too, they're like, oh, fuck.
And see, that's the thing. One person, it won't make, they're just one person's an annoyance. Show up to the schools of 15 people. You'll watch a whole different fucking program. I've done that.
Oh, yeah, or 50 people.
And school board meetings and yeah, you know, yeah, the school thing, and you can go and invent and stuff, but the trick with teachers and all these people are they think there's a hierarchy. I'm from a family of school teachers, so I'm not against teaching. I mean, my fucking whole family is school teachers practically. And there's a hierarchy that they think they have. And you see it when they're contemplating, like, you know, oh, we need to make more money, we need to do more of this and stuff like that. We had a big war with the teachers union in Minnesota for a while there. That was in Okehennepin district, we were able to push it back because we got enough people in there to talk to the school board and say, hey, these people, you know, I had one guy who was the greatest teacher one of my kids had, but both of my kids actually had him. Mr. Powers is his name. He's fantastic. Unbelievably good teacher. The union they got their hooks in this guy so hard, and he was protesting and making all this bullshit and stuff, and we're at the school board meeting, and I turned around and looked at him when I had the microphone. I'm like, Mr. Powers, you are the greatest teacher in this room, I bet. I bet you're the best teacher here. You should be I know what you make. You make $78,000 a year, and then you have your vacation and stuff like that for working three quarters of the year. You should be making double at least and get bonuses from what you're doing. But your fucking union, I said it like that. I said, your fucking union is holding. And half of the teachers that were there that were union people clapped. They were like, yeah. Oh, shit. Wait, what? and the union guy, there was two union guys there, and they're fucking, you could see the veins in their head popping and stuff like that. And, you know, and on the way out, I go to the union guys. I'm like, don't try any skinny shit either. I fucking carry, and I'm really good with this, so fuck off. You're ruining schools.
I wish I could get
in the parking lot.
Yeah, I wish I could get more than me and, like, there's two other people at the city council meeting that come in. You know, when I come in, they roll their eyes, but, you know, for the most part, it's only, like, three of us that come in at the city council meeting that they they just cringe.
Organizing's the key. That's how they got there.
Yeah, but I can't get 15 people. I can't get 20 people.
Stop gardening and trying to make something of yourself and spend your entire life gathering people to go to city council meetings. That's the problem. The people that are gathering, because I did it for 10 years. All you do, that's your whole life then, is gathering people and community organizing and creating fucking nothing. And it still is the way that it has to happen if you want anything done. So what you need to do is find a person that's willing to give up their fucking everything, which usually is someone that has nothing, and then have them do the organizing. You just show up when you need to say, hey, set this up. I'll show up that night.
Yeah. And because of that, we have high garbage rates and high water rates and high this and high that, because nobody fucking shows up. They want to bitch about it in the paper. Right. They want to fucking write their, you know, blah, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I look back at them, you know, usually when they're in the audience, I'm going like, well, what the fuck's up with you? Why didn't you write the fucking letter during the public comment session? Why didn't you say
something? Yeah, right. But the weather is so great out there, Bruce. Why would they complain? I mean, they just complain while they're at the beach. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about the weather, man. That's what you keep telling me whenever I tell you to sell your fucking house for $1 million and come out here, you can buy four fucking houses for the same price. And you're like, well, man, you know, we got mountains. It's like, okay, yeah, field trap. We got wide open spaces. How about that?
It's going to be a nice 82 degrees here today. It's going to be really nice.
It's about 75 today, man.
Gonna have my shirt off today. Isn't that a good visual? Yeah. Isn't that a good visual?
No, it's not. I had my shirt off yesterday. That's a much better visual.
So I'm gonna bring up a sensitive subject since there's a female on the audience today, and that Trump has made his stance clear about abortion and about what he's gonna do with Roe versus Wade. And to tell you the truth,
I just dropped her off so she can't hear this anymore, but she doesn't like abortion either.
Well, that's good.
What the beefing was her taking her seatbelt off.
And that's good. And that's good because the whole situation is that Trump has made his stance and says that the states have the right to go ahead and handle abortion the way they see fit. And I can't see anything better than that, than to let the 10th Amendment stand. And it's not going to make me vote for Trump or anything, but I believe that abortion is the state's right, able to be regulated or actually, you know, commented by the state. But I don't know what this is federal fucking thing about, you know, wanting to have a federal ban against abortion or even a federal ban against abortion, you know, I think is wrong. I just think, you know, even though I think abortion is abhorrent, I think it's fucking wrong. I think it's, there's a lot of things that I don't like about it. But there's something about Trump that's going like, now whether he follows it up or not is another thing, but yeah, to leave this to state right. I love states' rights. So that's
yeah, well, I mean, it's the federalist versus anti-federalist argument that we've been having since the beginning of this whole fucking country. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, half the founders were federalists, the other half were anti-federalists, pretty, you know, for the most part, right? Right. You know, maybe not directly down the middle, but, you know. And, I had a fucking glitched out moment there for a second, then I can't, but.
Yeah, let me just say, I have just a quick thing. I got to get in there because I get to work and we have a sponsor today. So I want to make sure I get that mentioned in here. It's, let me get my card here so I can read it and get it right. It's Bob's Abortions. You rape them, we scrape them. No fetus can beat us. 555-4262. Ask about our 20% discount.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what the Democrats look at this as, and that's what a lot of people look at it as. It's a form of birth control. It doesn't matter. It just, you know what? So let's be vile about it, and just call it out.
It is definitely birth control. I mean, like, look at how it started. You know, I mean, it started from forcibly sterilizing people with low IQ, the undesirables in society. Then, of course, black people were involved in with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it makes people less. Yeah. Well, we'll see you guys tomorrow at work.
All right, man.
All right, see you. And just like Bob's Abortions, come one, come all.
Yeah. But basically, what I wanted to just reiterate is that Trump is, for the most part, I don't want to say that he's anti-federalist because he's not, because, you know, there's a lot of things that I really don't like about Trump. And number one was his handling of the COVID stuff. That was too cool. He's still hanging on to the fact that, you know, his vaccine is the greatest and the best and all that shit. And I do a terrible Trump, but state's right guy. I love it. But also, like I said, he's a big federal. So I don't like to mix the two. I really don't.
I mean, like, I'm a state's rights person as well too. And I mean, with the whole abortion thing, you know, I mean, it's one of those double-edged swords with me, because I think people should be able to do what they want, but at the same time, there should be a time limit, because after a certain time limit, it's like, look, you might as well murder a 3-year-old, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is, too, is like, people are like, well, what about rape? It's like, okay, do you not know you got raped within the first trimester?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand there's the shame portion of it. A lot of people don't like coming forward, blah, blah, blah. I get it, okay? But if you get raped, right, Bruce, okay, if you get raped and then you happen to get pregnant, okay, because miracles can happen.
Well,
sometime within the next 9 months, you decide that you want to go to the hospital and you don't want to have that rapist kid, right? Okay. So then that means that you're comfortable enough within 9 months, which is a short period of time, right? Because some people get raped and they don't talk about it for decades, right?
Right.
Then that means that you're willing to come out about it, which is good. You should come out about it. That person should go to jail. You know what I'm saying? You should fucking, you know, get medical help if there's, you know, STDs, all that kind of shit, right? So, okay, do that within the first 2 months. Like, you got a couple months there. Like, if you get raped, at least go and make sure you're not pregnant. Like, make sure you don't have diseases. Like, go to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to press charges because you're afraid of retribution, you know, okay, look, I get it. You know, you're fearful. You already got raped. You already got taken advantage of. Everything like that, right? But, like, yo, like, that's one thing that they always argue. They're like, oh, well, what about rape and incest? It's like, okay, well, like, if you know you got raped or fucking incestually had fucking got pregnant within the first couple months. So can we draw the line there? You know what I'm saying? And that's what most states do. You know, most states are like fucking a couple months. Like, once it goes into the second trimester, it's like, nah, no more. You're good, right? Because that's plenty of time for you to know and all that shit. And then they want to take into consideration, oh, health of the mother or health of the kid. It's like, okay, that's a medical condition. That's nothing that this fucking state should be involved in whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Because that's something where the state has no right to say yes or no. That's between the doctor and a person, right?
Right.
So
right,
if there is a medical condition, you know, like Bruce, I mean, no disrespect. You had a child that had a medical condition when they were born, right? So you went through this, you know? And so that's between you and your doctor. Like, if the doctor, if the state government can say, no, you can't abort that child because of a medical thing, they can also say, yes, you have to abort that child because of a medical thing. Like they used to under eugenics in the late 1800s, when eugenics first came around and Planned Parenthood was starting, they would forcibly sterilize people who were born like your child was, or were born with low IQ or anything like that. Or if you had a child, your first child was born with a defect, you would get sterilized so you couldn't have any more kids to possibly taint the gene pool. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how the government can do. If they can tell you you can't do something, they can tell you that you have to do something. And that's what a lot of people don't see. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when, you know, the pro-abortion argument, which used to be my body, my choice, but they threw that out the window under COVID, the pro-abortion argument, they have a good point when they say it's between the doctor and the patient. Yes, absolutely. The government needs to fuck off. But at the same time, when it has nothing to do with the health of the mother or the child, then, you know, then no, you need to do that. You know, if you don't have personal responsibility, you know, I think it's a personal responsibility issue. Absolutely. You know, if you go in and you go get pregnant and then you want to have an abortion, that's because you did not take personal responsibility to take precautions. And now you want to come in afterwards. Okay, fine. You want to do that? I think it's fucking abhorrent, right? But if you want to do that, in my opinion, okay, you 100% pay for it. Right.
Yep.
If you want to go around and people want to volunteer to pay for it for you, then that's fine. But you don't take a single cent of tax money for that.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And so that's where I stand with it. It's like, you want to do it, that's your choice. Right. And if states want to put in laws to where you can't do it after the first trimester, I'm 100% with that. But then after that, God fucking damn it, I'm stuck in traffic. This is how a fucking kid who was born to a fucking piece
traffic?
Of shit mom feels.
What do you mean traffic? You're in Indiana. There's like four people in Indiana.
Yeah, but whenever there's fucking construction going on the interstate and nobody knows how to drive, it backs it up. God damn it.
Oh, Jesus.
Because, well, they're widening all the interstates from two-lane to three-lane, right? Well, on each side, right? Obviously, you know, there's two lanes on each side of the road going to each direction. They're widening everything to three lanes. And when I just was on the interstate going the opposite direction to go pick up my kid's mom and go take her to the doctor. Well, now I'm coming back. I thought the interstate was going to be fine because on my way back, on my way there, the interstate was fine. But now it's all fucked up because obviously somebody don't know how to drive, or they're shutting it down.
Come to the land of the six-lane highway in California.
It's still fogged.
Where you could still be in fucking traffic for an hour.
Well, they're almost done with this construction, man. Almost. Like, they have the bridge all the way done, and what they're doing today is they're actually doing the asphalting before and after the bridge on this side, and then they got to go do it to the other side, and then, of course, they got their testing and inspections and all that shit. So they should be done here soon, and then that means I will have a three-lane highway that won't get stopped because two semis want to try to pass each other going 1 mile an hour per difference, right? I don't have to get stuck behind them when I'm going to and from the city, right? Because I live outside of town, about 20 minutes outside of town, and I live close to the interstate, so I take the interstate to get to town. It takes me like 10, 15 minutes to get to town on the interstate on a good day, and so now I won't have to worry about that. But, oh, okay. Now we're moving. What it was is people don't fucking read signs and know that it goes from three lane down to two lane before this construction area. And so now they wanted to stop everybody.
They didn't see the thumbs up sign? Is that what they didn't see?
No, no. I'm giving them all the thumbs up, both thumbs right now. Just going to Ebert, that bitch. Just going to Ebert for everybody. But no, like the abortion thing, man, I mean, it's just one other thing for everybody to argue about when it's very simple, in my opinion. Like, you know, if you believe that it's abhorrent, okay, believe that it's abhorrent. Like I do. No, thank you. No abortions, you know, for me or anybody that I'm fucking, right? And obviously if she says, no, I'm having an abortion, well, I can't make her have it, obviously. Right, exactly, you know what I'm saying? Exactly, even if the government says I can, no, that's fucked up. Right. You know, to tell somebody else that they got to do something. No. But at the same time, I'm also for what Dave Chappelle has been talking about, too. If the woman can say, no, I'm keeping the kid, regardless of what the man says, the man can say, I want nothing to do with it and sign their rights away. You know, which is something that's already able to be done. But a lot of dads don't do it because they're dumb. Right.
Let me ask you a question here. So this has been a very interesting subject for me. Because abortion is abortion and abortion rights are what they are. But they talk about Planned Parenthood, and they talk about Planned Parenthood being the only health care that some people have. And you know what? I call bullshit on that, dude. I really do. And do you call bullshit on that yourself or what?
Yeah, because, like, for instance, you know, like, I mean, my dad and my stepmom are both on disability. They get $700 a month each, and they can go to the doctor anytime they want to because they have fucking Medicaid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, if you make no money, like my dad and stepmom make no money, you can still go to the goddamn doctor. Like, don't have to have Planned Parenthood. Like, that's the thing. That's one of those bait and switch fuckeries that the government got involved with one of their special interest groups. And now it's kind of there, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's abhorrent that we support that the states and the federal government supports with our taxpayer money the Planned Parenthood, and then Planned Parenthood turns around and uses that money to support their candidates that they want to get into office. I think it's fucking it's bullshit, because now this has not become a healthcare issue; it's become a total freaking political issue. And I think think of your local hospital if they did that. Your local hospital. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, too, is that, like, then you have the disgusting money-making operation behind it as well, too, with the disposal of the aborted children, right?
Exactly.
And it's not disposal like you're throwing them in the garbage. Like, there's a whole business out there for that tissue and those organs if they're big enough and all that weird shit. Like, it's some crazy fucked up shit. And so you have that on there as well, too. But then, like, you know, like, there is no, like, for the same reason that there's no need for the government to subsidize the oil industry, there's no end reason for the government to have to subsidize Planned Parenthood to have these clinics in every town, right? And because what they talk about is like, oh, well, in inner cities, you know, there's it's hard for them to get to the clinic. It's like, wait, CVS and Walgreens all have minute clinics in there now. There's all kinds of companies out here now that are urgent care clinics, right, that are all private. And then you have the public ones as well, too. You have the local clinics and stuff like that, the local family places. And then you have the ER, if necessary, and stuff. Even in major metro cities, you have all this stuff that people can get to in a decent amount of time. And, you know, the Walgreens or the CVS Minute Clinic, that's not subsidized by taxpayers. That's 100% taken care of by insurance or the individual, right? And the thing is, too, is that, like, last year I had to go to urgent care. And the VA, when I called them to set up the appointment, they told me, they said, hey, we have a partnership with the CVS Minute Clinic. Go there and they'll take care of it, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, if the VA, which is the worst healthcare on the planet, and the worst government healthcare on the planet on top of that, too, because, like, fucking Medicaid is way better than the VA care, right? But, you know, if the VA can say, hey, go to the CVS Minute Clinic, we'll take care of it, then that means that Medicaid can do the same fucking thing. There's no need for Planned Parenthood, right? And the thing is, too, Planned Parenthood is like, oh, well, we give, you know, breast exams and, you know, STD tests and birth control, you know, like condoms, condoms and stuff like that. Exactly. But it's that disguise because they were born out of Satanist eugenics bullshit, right? That's how they were born. That's how they were bred, and that's how they want to stay.
I'm not going to apologize to our women listeners and stuff like that because I've had this discussion. I get shut down all the time when I get in mixed company about it. In fact, my daughter gets pretty freaking uppity on me about when I talk about that. But the fact is the fact, and she's always grown up with, you know, Planned Parenthood being here and all that stuff. And she's never had an abortion, but I'm just saying that, you know, she's all on that side because she's been indoctrinated into that realm. And I just turn around and walk away, go to my shed and you know, smoke weed and plant my garden. But man, it's one of those entities that I don't think needs to exist. And not just because, and it's not a misogynist thing. It's not that I don't like women. It's not that I don't like abortion. It's not that I don't like, it's just another tax suck. It's just another fucking reason for somebody to take your money. That could be used elsewhere for anything else. I mean, God forbid anything else, because we got health care everywhere. I mean, we got fucking flood of freaking immigrants coming over the fucking border. They're getting health care like a motherfucker, and they're not going to Planned Parenthood. You know,
The thing is, too, is that, like, you know, I was talking with an artist the other day who's located in Canada. I can't remember the town, but I know it's over on the West Coast. And I was talking to him, and he was talking about how horrible the healthcare is up there. Like, this motherfucker is on disability in Canada, right? And, like, he has a hard time going to the doctor for standard shit. Like, and that's the thing that Bernie Sanders and all of them always, well, Canada is a first, you know, in the UK, for instance, I know people in the UK as well, too, like artists over there.
I remember that argument, man. Yep. It's just the fucking stupidest fucking argument I've ever heard in my life, man.
They say how the UK and Canada, they got great health care and they're first world nations. We should have it, too. It's like, they don't have great health care. Like, that's the thing, is like, we have the mix between paid and government ran. And it works pretty well. Like, here in Indiana, they have what's called the Healthy Indiana Plan, which is the state's version of Medicaid or whatever, right? That gets some subsidy from the federal, but is mostly subsidized from the state taxpayers, right? And they have a couple of different levels of it. They have the first level, which is Healthy Indiana Plan, which is like basically the Medicaid where the broke people get on. And then if you're kind of broke, but you're not good enough, you don't have enough money to where you can get your own health insurance, you can get like an Obamacare version, but it's actually better than Obamacare. It's called Healthy Indiana Plan, HIP 2.0, right? Yeah. And 2.0 is actually pretty good. Like, you can go and get shit. And as long as your primary care physician refers you to a specialist, that specialist is taken care of under your insurance.
Yeah, I'll have to admit, California has done the same thing, dude. You know, if we're doing like state healthcare, yeah, they're doing it right. And I mean, that's what we, you know, going back to states' rights. I mean, I think that is the way to do it. And if they want to do it that way, I think Maryland has the same thing. I think whoever was the governor up there, I can't remember his fucking name. He's senator now, but yeah, they have it right. You know, they have it a lot better than fucking the VA can do anything. That's for sure. Because just trying to get my mom some kind of VA benefits to help her out in her old age and stuff like that, as she transfers out of all the care that she can get now, it's crazy. You know, to know that we just have we have no ability I'm all tongue tied with that, but. You understand what I'm saying? You understand where I'm going at?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, you guys probably couldn't hear me earlier, so I rejoined. But with this whole thing of healthcare and stuff like that, my gun, it helps cure my PTSD, so therefore it's a medical device.
It definitely
nice.
Is, yeah.
Nice. You use it as your comfort pet too. You can take it on the airplanes and stuff.
Yep. So yeah, it's a medical device, and according to the left, it must be provided to me for free.
Well, and that's another thing between the Federalist and Anti-Federalist stuff as well too, right? And so, like, you know how I just went on a rant a little bit ago about how a federal government can go fuck themselves? Well, speaking of your comfort pet, you know, I have my comfort pet right here with me. You guys can't see it, but
your hand,
you can hear it, right? And I have my comfort pet right here with me. What the fuck? I need to fix it. It just broke.
Your anyway, comfort
don't pet. Don't fire it.
No, it just my trigger fucking locked up. Anyway, I'll have to take that inside and go fix that. But anyway, this is why I test it before I leave the house every day. But I bought this thing back in like 2012, right? I had to ask permission to buy the gun. But then, you know, as I say at the beginning of the regular episodes, then they wanted me to ask permission to carry the motherfucker. And I told them to go fuck themselves. Now, today in 2024, Indiana is constitutional carry state. But at the same time, I didn't need the state government to tell me that there was this thing called the Second Amendment in the Constitution, and I can carry my gun without permission from the state government. I knew that already before the state said, hey, we're going back to giving you your Second Amendment right.
We're going back to whatever.
Yeah,
you never had the right.
That's the way
to.
I saw it too.
You never had the right to. Yeah, you never had the right to. So exactly.
That's the way I see it too. When a state goes back to constitutional carry, like, oh well, we're a constitutional carry. We passed a law to allow constitutional carry. It's like, no. You undid an unjust law that was illegal under the Constitution. That's what you really
Absolutely. Well, it's been a spirited conversation, and I want to thank everybody for being here, Jason, Harkos, and Ken. And just to mention out there to Aaron Deschatel, he dropped his podcast today. I had to say it podcast, and I can't wait to listen to the what he has to say today.
Me because too.
It's one of my favorite podcasts. I never miss that podcast.
Neither. And, I haven't listened to it since he started.
Yeah. Well, I haven't gone to the back ones, but I mean, I haven't missed one since I've been turned on to Aaron, which he didn't turn me on, but I mean,
you
guys turned me on. I give him a thumbs up. But anyway, you can get us every day, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. here on X. We do this every day, Monday through Friday on my commute. Well,
maybe you two can turn on Bruce on also.
And then Sunday, 7 p.m. is our streaming, our flagship show, which is the Weathered Report. Come in and get that. This will drop on the podcast app somewhere around noon today, as soon as Jason gets off his ass and does something today. Besides having to do a bunch of stickers, I love Jason. Believe me, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have this off on our podcast every day. So I love you all. You're wrong.
You're fucking wrong.
I love you, Jason. I love you, Jason. All right, man. You guys have a great day, and make sure to be good to yourselves, man. See you guys later, man. See you tomorrow.
See you. Bye. Later. Have fun.